This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. This is a great weekend along the Gulf Coast and nationwide with all the racing going on. Hey, I'm Kane, and this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Now, later we'll podcast the show on the website at usfdracing.org. We're racing for United States Fire Department, and of course, these guys raise money and awareness for all the volunteer fire departments around the country. Also, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, George County Motorsports Park, and Mobile Regional Airport. Tim Bryant standing on the line. Going to be with us just a second here with Five Flag Speedway at MIS. And last night, let me tell you, 27 cars battled in the first of two nights along the Gulf Coast with the Southern Super Series. I can't wait to tell you the results and what to expect tonight at Mobile. And then Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway had a rain date race last Saturday. And Joe's going to give us all the rundown of last weekend's race. The next race for them is going to be coming up on Friday night, May 2nd. Chris Carter also scheduled to be on with George County Motorsports Park. And Troy Bartlett, one of the local Bomber drivers, he's also on the reality TV show with me. It's called Roll Cage Cowboys. You can look it up on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. He's the driver of the number 28 Autism Awareness Ford with Outcast Motorsports. He was scheduled to be on this morning because they have a huge fundraiser tomorrow at one of the local restaurants for autism. It's going to be a big event, and he can't make it, so we're going to have my bleeper ready and putting his wife Missy on. I love her to death. It's going to be fun. She's the real boss. Also, Rick Tipton's going to join us. He drives one of those super trucks that you would have seen last night at Five Flag Speedway. And tomorrow morning, he and I are going to be at the Abba Shrine about 8 o'clock on Schillinger Road. They've got a huge motorcycle ride for Caitlin Tillman. Now, Caitlin's a beautiful young girl. She's fighting childhood cancer. She's 13, and she's holding off a special surgery she has to have just to be at this event. So it's going to be a long weekend. Can't wait to see her and give her a hug. And then the wrap up the show, as if that's not enough, Matt Weaver with Popular Speed. Gosh, he's going to cover everything from the Southern Super Series to IndyCar and NASCAR. So I always say I need a two-hour show. But we'll get it all done for sure. Tim Bryant, let me tell you, good morning, first of all. And I can't complain about sleep. We were talking, I got 4 hours, he got three. So good luck, brother.
Well, you know, it's all good. That goes apart along with these Gulf Coast weekend doubleheaders. But we had some amazing racing last night, and got no reason to think it won't be equally as much or more tonight.
You know, people sometimes don't like to go to qualifying. They think it's boring. They don't like it. That's part of the ritual of racing, and I think you really see what these teams can do with the cars. And last night, I tell you what, I was glued to qualifying with these late models.
Well, I'll tell you, so much so that tonight's program, as you know, racing starts at 7 p.m. Yeah. at MIS. Well, the first thing on our agenda tonight at 7 p.m. is actually late model qualifying. It's actually going to be part of tonight's race program. Good. We'll do our pre-race festivities, our invocation and national anthem at 6:55, as always. At 7 p.m., we'll roll the first car for late model qualifying and go immediately in to our race program. Our open wheel modifieds will be the first race
awesome. After
late model qualifying, and we'll have the super stock feature come back with the Mobile Lumber 125 presented by VDL Fuel Systems, and then finish the night out with our Sportsman and Bomber action.
Gosh, that's a lot of racing, and for about what it costs, they're actually a lot cheaper than going to the movies. You can take the family out to the stands and get a whole night in, because the gates open at 5. The racers get there a little bit earlier to test and tune and do all that stuff. But when you talk about, I don't know, one of the best drivers out there, I know I saw that Jeff Burton was quoted, and I think Matt Weaver can share this later, earlier saying he would love to, he would say, who are some of the best drivers out there? He named a couple NASCAR guys, but he also said Augie Grill and Bubba Pollard, and Bubba didn't disappoint last night.
Well, I'll tell you, Bubba Pollard winning on the Gulf Coast, it sounds like same old, same old.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, he had a tough year last year. Seemed like he had a monkey on his back most of the season. It always runs well. Gotten off to a good start. Of course, he swept our pro late model doubleheader some weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Started off this weekend with a win last night, but goodness sakes, I never saw him work so hard for a win.
One person that just was snake bit, and she showed her aggression and upsetness, I guess that's not a word, but she got spun not just once, but twice on the front straightaway. Johanna Long did not have the night that she really was hoping for.
No, it was a tough night. Of course, you know, a lot of disappointed fans. She qualified well, driving to Scott Carlson 21, but got in a couple of incidents and ended up on the front stretch wall. Car with some damage. Unfortunately, I don't believe we'll see her in action tonight. We may have lost another car, but I know a couple of cars that were scheduled for the Mobile race that did not run last night, so a full field of super lates expected.
Well, you talk about Bubba Pollard's commanding role last night and how he did, but there was a 16-year-old son of a NASCAR Sprint Cup guy that was just giving him a mirror full of his car.
Well, I'll tell you, John Hunter Nemechek, and by the way, he was last year's Miller Lite Series champion here at Mobile. Was on a mission, and he gave Bubba all he wanted in terms of battling for the lead, as did another youngster, Anderson Bowen, who we got familiar with here along the Gulf Coast. Third place finish in the ARCA Mobile 200 a couple of months ago to start off his season, and he's been racing a lot of different places. As a matter of fact, he was in the Denny Hamlin Showdown Thursday night at South Boston, Virginia.
Yeah.
He came down, raced last night, led a lot of laps in that white 29 car. His fifth place finish did not really show how good he ran.
And he had a little bit of front end damage, too. I think that was just some hard racing. And you know, you got to talk about also a guy who finished third and who won in Nashville. Where did Donnie Wilson come from all the way? I mean, obviously from Oklahoma, but wow. I mean, he's coming along, and he's been a great guy. He's been on the show before, but he's starting to show himself, show how he's supposed to be, you know?
Well, we've been talking about Donnie Wilson all week long leading into this weekend doubleheader. His car is really fast. Donnie's an aggressive driver. He's a staple at the front of the pack, and now he's starting to finally get some good finishes to show for it.
Well, you know, those guys did a great job, but you had other classes too, and we're going to have a lot of those here tonight at Mobile International Speedway. But one track, or one group that's not going to be there, but raced last night, first time this year with the pro trucks, and J.J. Day took the roof of his car, or his truck again, as he got into victory lane and led every lap of the 25 laps. But he didn't, I mean, it was close on a few of them, trust me.
Yeah, Rick Pallero, all the way over from Texas last night, gave J.J. a real run for it. Oki Mason was right there in the hunt. You know, we have high hopes for that pro truck division. It's the trucks are cool looking. The fans love them. There's quite a few of them out there. It's just a matter of kind of getting them all together and getting them on the track each time we run, and we're going to have some great truck racing. But it was a good win for J.J. Day.
Man, I tell you what, you want to talk about controversy, upset drivers. There was a few things that happened, and I want you to kind of explain something. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and Ricky Brooks, he had some of his crew on during an accident during the late models. It might have been Johanna's wreck, I don't remember, but they were telling them not to scuff the tires, and these drivers were scuffing the tires, and Ricky was really getting upset because that's really can be, and we've seen it in other races, cars lose control, and heck, I mean, he's been hit by a car, but he actually parked a car, the number 7 last night, for doing that thing.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate situation for Casey Roderick, who's a great racer, but, you know, ultimately we're trying to look out for the safety of all of our safety officials and our cleanup crews when they're on a racetrack, and of course, you know, race car drivers are in their own zone, and they're trying to make sure that, you know, their cars are ready for the restart, you know, swerving the cars back and forth, cleaning the tires and stuff like that, and so we've had to kind of crack down on what's allowed, as long as we have, you know, our track officials on the racetrack, which sometimes doing a cleanup is impossible to do without having, you know, human beings standing out there, and when they get too close to the cars and the cars are going every which direction, it just makes for a dangerous situation. So we're just trying to implement a little bit better safety program.
Well, I'll tell you what a terrible start for Shayna Ard. Here he is doing great this year in a Beef O'Brady Sportsman class. He was starting on the pole, but somebody in turn two or in the back straightaway found a piece of lead, and the lead is obviously used in this particular class to you know, help set the balance of the car up. And if you lose the lead, well, that's a pretty serious thing.
Well, once again, I mean, safety wins out. You take a chunk of lead, and most times it's 25 to 50 pounds, and something like that flies off of a race car. You know, no telling what the ramifications could be from that. So we're very strict on how, you know, lead ballast is secured to these cars. And, you know, it's a penalty if you let something like that fall off of your race car. So anyway, unfortunately, he was the victim of that last night. Probably just a little ill preparation in the race shop you know, to cause something like that. I mean, certainly you couldn't attribute it to, you know, part of an accident or anything like that. The race right. hadn't even started yet.
But, yeah.
Good night for Brandon Fowler. You know, another W for that double zero.
Yeah. And, you know, defending series track champ, four-time Sportsman Snowball Derby champion, having fun this year, taking his time off, Steve Buttrick. And he finished right there as well, took home second. But, you know, one thing he said, and I got a kick out of this in Victory Lane, he told me, he said, well, these guys are getting younger and these cars are getting faster and I haven't touched my car since the Snowball Derby. I guess I better take it off the trailer tonight or this week. Or he said something like that. It's time to really up his game. But, boy, he looked good for just not having a car he hadn't touched since the Derby.
Yeah. Steve always runs good, and you know, when you hit the nail on the head, he's having fun this year.
Yeah.
He's showing up to track, unloading his car, and going fast. And you know, unfortunately, the competition is such that you got to work on these things all week long to be on top of your game.
You know, I've always thought that the Butler U-Pullet Bombers and the Bombers over at Mobile International Speedway are great racing. Obviously, I got one of the best seats in the house in my car, but also just over there at Five Flags when I'm doing the announcing, three, four cars wadded together for the lead, and it's rare for a driver to feel remorse after a win, but that's what happened. Hunter Ward, last lap, coming out of turn four, he gets into Jerry Goff, backs him into the wall, and Jerry came over and explained his displeasure and pretty much says he owes him one. And they're friends, and he says, I don't understand why he's driving that way. And to be honest, I watched him, and young Ward, he was very aggressive on several occasions last night.
Yeah, very aggressive. As a matter of fact, he also was involved in an incident with Ryan Worsham that left, you know, our last feature winner against the outside retaining wall with damage to the right front suspension on his car. You know, the far as the last lap pass on Jerry Goff, just very, very aggressive. I don't think he went down in turn three on the last lap to try to wreck Jerry Goff, but he went down in there and with one thing in mind, and that was getting to the finish line first, and he did, and it was unfortunate for Jerry because he ended up with a damaged race car. Although he did come across the line fourth, it wasn't a terrible points night for him, and he's still atop the Gulf Coast standings as far as the Bomber division goes.
Well, and I know that the one thing that really upset him is last time we raced in Mobile, that very same part, that right side, that suspension, took him a week to build this past week. Well, that's what these got to do overnight tonight. I asked him, you going to make it to Mobile? He said, oh, yeah, we'll be there. So you talk about 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I bet you they got less. Hey, Tim.
Well, you know what? You got to love it. These racers are dedicated to their sport. They do what they do what they do, you know, to search out the glory and Victory Lane, I guess.
Well, Tim, I know we've taken a little bit longer time, but there was so much to cover. What time did the track open for the fans? How do we get there?
Well, the grandstand gates open at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, the track located in Irvington. Adult tickets are $15 tonight. Students, military, students age 12 through 17, that is. Military, senior citizens, and all first responders get in for $12. It's a $5 ticket, kids 6 through 11, and the 5 and under little ones always free. It's going to be a packed night of action. 5 divisions of racing, 125-lap super late model. It's going to be an awesome night.
Yeah, can't wait, Tim. Well, good luck. Get that cat nap. We'll see you at the track in a few hours.
Okay, Kane. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Tim Bryant, again, he's going to be one of the busy guys out there now. Taking this weekend off, is there ever such a weekend off at the track? Well, we've got Joe McArdle. He's standing by, going to give us all the rundowns of what it was like last Saturday. Have a rare night for Sunny South Raceway to run. Also, Troy Bartlett, the driver of the number 28 Autism Awareness Ford from Outcast Motorsports, was scheduled to be on to talk about a special event. His wife's going to cover that. Rick Tipton and Matt Weaver, Chris Carter. Man, we got a lot to cover. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And into the Twitter world now. You can follow me at FTR Kane, and that's K-A-N-E. And we'll have all sorts of updates with the new reality TV show, Roll Cage Cowboys. Pretty exciting news we can't quite say yet, but everyone's going to be able to see it real soon. Let's just leave it at that. Also, we want to thank Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunnysouth Raceway, George County Motorsports Park, and Mobile Regional Airport. Those are all the folks that are on the show. Rick Tipton has a special event coming up. He's going to be talking with us. Matt Weaver's going to cover everything from the Southern Super Series to IndyCar and NASCAR. And now, well, from our own private Bristol in our backyard, as I call it, Joe McArdle with Sunnysouth Raceway. And we did it, man. We had some great racing on a beautiful Saturday last week. How about it?
We did make it. We did make it. The Easter Eve night, we got out there and done our thing. And it was a good night of racing. I was glad, you know, we already had the one run out. We've had three races this year and one rain out. But we pulled this one off, had a good crowd, had some good racing, had some first-time winners.
Really?
Take the Legend class. We've had three races, three different feature winners in the Legend class.
Wow. See, you got to love that. That's been a while since we've seen that out there. Usually there's one or two cars that just completely dominate. So, and the car counts have been good, and I've seen lots of photos up on from the drivers' pages on Facebook and stuff. So tell us about those Legend cars. How'd we do?
Well, the Legend car, Hunter Lewis finally got his first win this year.
Good.
You know, he's last year's champion, and he won one Saturday night, first time. And check this out. David Pritchard, who has not raced a Legend car in 5 years.
Wow.
David Pritchard, who that's my son works for him.
Yeah.
He, you know, in a joking manner, he says, do you need a driver for tonight? And, of course, we said, yeah, come on down. And by golly, he showed up and got a second in the feature.
Wow, how about that?
It surprised him.
I bet you did. That's awesome.
But, David got second, and my grandson Joseph got third.
Oh, good.
He had a little meeting down in number four with a lap car and had to go to the rear and worked himself back up. But it was a good race. Of course, in the Pro Challenge, we got a dude from Birmingham that's got our number.
Uh-oh.
He's got Sunnysouth's number, and he uses it every time he shows up. Joseph Pilato won his third straight.
Jeez, who's going to be able to stop him? And he's got a different motor than some of the cars. Are they all using the same one now?
No, sir. He is the first, about 3 years ago, to put the 1,000cc Kawasaki fuel-injected motor in there. Of course, since then, we've got four more. I built one in my garage. But he's running the 1,000cc, and everybody else in that class, with the exception of Terry Myers, he's running a fuel-injected Suzuki. But Joseph, he come out here and got his first. Connor Okresic in a different truck got second. And Terry Myers, first time out, run third.
Oh, man, how good. How's that new car of Terry's?
Quote, it turns left, and I'm glad. I was able to bring him in one piece.
You know, and sometimes that's all you could get, man.
Really,
I understand that.
Yeah, if it'll back out of the trail and turn left, you've done something.
That's right. Sometimes that's awesome.
All right. Now, in the Bandoleros, you remember, I don't know if I told you this, but we had five teams come in from Houston, Texas.
Jeez, I forgot. Yeah, you mentioned that. So you guys
had
a bunch of them. I saw a hot pink car on one of these pictures? Wow.
Yeah, we had two girls and the three boys come in from Houston because their racetrack didn't race Bandos. And they put on a show. In fact, at Caden Honeycup, he's sitting there clicking off some 13.22nd laps. And I'm going, wow. Needless to say, in the feature, he run out there, put such a lead on everybody, but then he broke.
Oh, man, yeah.
And come in off the track just heartbroken, dude. In fact, he couldn't even hold the tears back.
Oh, man.
That was a disappointing. I mean, we all felt for him.
Yeah.
It was a disappointing little dude. But our local, Colin Soblich, made contact, got the pass to go to the rear, and sit there and waited, and said, I've had enough of this.
Oh.
And he come on through and got his first feature win of the year.
That is awesome. That kid has had an amazing life. You know, he lost his mother to cancer.
Lost his mother.
And the next, weekend they were racing. And, and he said that's what mom wanted. So good for him. He's a good kid, and they put a lot of time in that car.
He's a good kid, and all that seat time, you know, for a while there, he couldn't go 10 foot without spinning out.
Yeah, he's got it dialed in. He's doing good.
Right. He's such an improvement. Finishing second was Gabby DeVue. And her brother Levi finished third in the Bandel feature.
Oh, good.
Mini Stocks, Daniel the Tire Man got his first feature of the year. Daryl Blaine finished second, and Dustin Codwell finished third. We was happy for all of them.
Oh, good. Now, what about our little young guys that are out there running some times?
Oh, you talking about the Mighty Mike?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite classes.
Check it out. We had a new driver. First time ever.
Ooh.
His last name is Moody.
Oh, man. Oh, Michael Moody's little. Oh, wow.
Oh, Trip Moody. Michael Moody's little kid.
Wow.
And I talked to Dad. I said, you know, I said, Mike, I said, what are you doing for racing? He said, well, I've kind of backed off and we'll see what the boy does.
Man.
And if he enjoys it, I'm going to stick with him. And later on, maybe I might come back racing.
Well, that boy, he's won championships. He's running Mobile, yes, Five Flags, your track, and one of the nicest guys. Yeah, old Moody. That's awesome.
Old Moody. Moody had his son out there. Tripp's taking up the slack, and we're going for it. We had Tripp Moody and Reese Thompson. Of course, you know, we had no finishing order on Mighty Mike, so everybody's a winner.
Yep.
So, but Hot Flash, we got a new one coming out this next race. Wayne is presently putting together a cart for a new Mighty Mike. I don't even know the kid's name.
Wow.
But we'll have a new one out this next Friday night. Genuine Champs. Now, you had to be there to see this. We had three racers. Aaron Thompson in the 522, Caleb Barkin in the 41, and Landon Adams in the 14 that thought, and maybe by now they know, who knows, that thought that you could drive Sunday South three wide.
Oh, man, are you serious?
Now, check this out, man. Check this out. They pulled it off three times in the feature.
Jeez.
Actually pulled it off because we're sitting there holding our breath.
You got the ambulance driver got the car on, like ready to go.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
But here they come out of number four, took the white checkered, then running 1-2, go down in the 2, go down in the 1 in some kind of way. Well, they went in the 1-3 wide.
Jeez.
And didn't go through 2.
Three
sideways.
Man.
Just hooked up, just sideways, spun off the track, sit up there. The rest of them come down the back straightaway. Little old Grant Thompson slipped in there and got the win.
How about that? He's being patient, and he avoided the mess.
Right. Actually, 4th, 5th, and 6th finished 1-2-3.
Wow. And that was a good night for them, wasn't it? And that's that last lap? Boy, I tell you.
So Grant Thompson in the 54 got first. Garrett Little in the 22 got second. And Jaden Breedland in the 27th got third. But we were happy for him. And Senior Pro Clone.
Yep.
You had a battle there between Tatum Wilson.
Oh, of course.
And Mickey Hoodless.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 1-2, change the lead, drafting, doing everything they know how. And probably about 2 or 3 laps ago, Taylor Wilson says, okay, now it's the real thing. Here we go. And he got back in the lead, and he took off, and that was the end of that. So Taylor Wilson finished first, Mika Hulitz second, and Eric Wilson finished third.
What do those guys say about that track? Like I said, I've taken a cart around there, and it just seems you're an inch off the ground going that fast, and you're drafting. It's a different experience you wouldn't expect at Sunny South as a driver.
It is a driver, and they love it, and they keep telling me that there's more people coming.
Oh,
you know, we only had, I think we had 4 or 5 of them.
Okay.
But there's more people coming, and we're building the class.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of other tracks out there that's already scheduled, big races.
Oh, yeah.
We're in between and all that good stuff. But we're going to stick with it.
Good, good.
But we've got our 11th annual Memorial Day Classic Race of Glory coming up next month.
This is huge.
This is huge. This is going to be even bigger.
Oh.
It's the 23rd and the 24th of May, which is a Friday night and a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Sunday and Monday off. We've already got 9 commitments from Houston on Bandolero.
Wow.
And We're going to run the Legends, Bandos, Pro Challenge, and the vintage cars.
Yeah, can't wait. And I believe the car owner, Jay Wells, is going to have his done and ready, and I believe I'll be able to go over there and run over there. I can't wait. Those Southern Vintage Racing Association, those are some neat cars. They're kind of like, I guess the best way to describe them, you can kind of correct me if not, but like an open-wheel modified, but with those old, gangster-style body cars on them.
Right. Well, I tell everybody it's a legend car on steroids.
I love it. That's it.
And tell your boy Jayden if if we can work out some kind of practice or maybe one of our next races, maybe the intermission. If y'all want to come over, I'll let you put on a little practice demonstration.
I'll make
you a little heads up.
I'll make that phone call at 9:01.
Give me a little heads up, and we'll put you out there, for this is what you're going to get type deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
And give you all a little practice at the same time. But we're pushing it. It's going to be some bigger purses than we've had in the past. We're going to race, Sunnyside is going to race four times in the month of May.
Man.
That's just the way the schedule is. And we're rocking along, just having fun. I'm having so much fun, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, the next race is May 2nd. We'll see all the classes there, too, right?
Yes, sir. All the classes. We're going to run all the classes. The Mighty Mites jumped up and said, we had them every other class. And they came to us and said, look, we want to see time.
Yeah. Good.
We're still, working on the time thing. I would like to think people would realize what we are doing. When we're still racing at 11:30, quarter to 11, 11:30, 20 minutes after 11, I would like them to stop and think that maybe the reason we're here is because we're trying to teach the youngsters something.
Yeah.
Now, nobody's guaranteed nothing in this world. We talk to them, we got race receivers, and sometimes they go out there, without mentioning their moms and dads. Sometimes they forget what they're there for.
Yeah.
They are little drivers. And even to the big drivers, sometimes when they put that helmet on, how can I say this and be nice? All the good thinking goes out. The helmet squashes it. But anyway, we do the best we can on the time thing. Sometimes things happen, two yellow flags and two starts. That's racing.
It happens. That's with the big boys, like you said, too.
Right. And if you put that in every class, you're going to be late at the end of the night. But it is what it is. We're teaching. We're building for tomorrow, and that's what we do.
Awesome, Joe. We talk to you next weekend. As always, you have a great one and enjoy, and thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you for having us, man.
Absolutely. SunnySouthRaceway.org is the website. Still to come, we've got some local drivers talking about some of the charitable things they're going to be doing on tomorrow. And I'm telling you, this Sunday, you've got lots of opportunities to check it out. Hang on, it's next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And always, we podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And I tell you what, our newest member and my new teammate, Kerner Kafka, the black number one of the bomber driver at Five Flags Speedway, had a terrible night, totaled his car. Another car, Wayne Merritt, the 22, was also involved, totaled that car. And they went both head-on into the back straightaway wall. So we'll have to have Kerner on. I'll spit it out. Kerner on next weekend. I know he's listening now, and I know he's kind of stirred up and a little bit sore, but we're so thankful that you're okay, buddy. I want to talk just a minute about thanking our sponsors for Kane Motorsports. We got the car ready. Best it's been so far, still not 100%. We'll take 85%, 90% maybe. Thank you to McDonald's. These guys believe in what we're doing, and just this week, yesterday, I was able to go see a young girl named Skye who just got out of the hospital, who's battling childhood cancer. She's lost her leg last year, and she's not doing real well. So we prayed for her, and we got the race car out there, and she put her handprint, she told me where to put it, on the race car, right by Ronald McDonald. So we're so thrilled that that family's there, and when she's feeling better, we're going to have her out at Mobile Speedway, and she's going to be the official starter. Say, gentlemen, start your engines. And so after starting some new chemo, that really put a smile on her face, and she doesn't smile much anymore. So thoughts and prayers there. Also, thanks to Pull Apart and our friends at Bay City Collision, Auto Painter Supply, Bayside and
Insurance, and Perkins Hurricane Landing. Man, this is the best place in Baldwin County there to launch your boat. K1 Race Gear, Falsac Tires, Performance Graphics, helping keep our car pretty. Also Metro Glass, Mobile, Alabama Teen Challenge, and a great website, sharegodspower.com. So lots of good people helping us out. And when I think of good people, I think of all the community events this next guy does with his Penelope House Super Truck. And we've got Rick Tipton on with us this morning. And Rick, first of all, good morning. Thank you for coming on board. And thank you for inviting me and the team to come where you're going to be tomorrow at the Abbott Shrine. Tell us about it.
Well, good morning, Kane. Yes, we've got a benefit tomorrow for Caitlin Tillman. She's battling cancer. She's a young 13-year-old girl. And I went to a chocolate festival with my truck, and some guys come up and asked me would I be interested in helping them out on this benefit. And they started talking to me about this little girl, and there's no way I could say no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody needs help, and now here we got one of God's little children that needs help, and I want to be there, and I called you, and I know you want to be there with me.
Yeah. It's a marathon. You know, we obviously racing tonight. We'll get out of there about probably 1 o'clock tonight. We'll be set up about 7 o'clock. But where is it at? And tell us exactly when. Because a huge motorcycle ride. And, man, tomorrow's weather's perfect for that.
Yes, sir, it is. It's at the Abbott Shrine on Cylinders. It starts at 8 o'clock with breakfast, and the kickstands will be up at 10. They'll do their ride. They'll come back, and then they'll have lunch. It's registration is $25 for a rider and $10 for passenger, and that includes their meals. Now they have additional meals there for $5 for people that just want to come up and walk around and look and, you know, donate and do whatever they could do for her.
Well, and she's the plan is for her to be there tomorrow, but I know she's not feeling very well, and also she's holding off a surgery so she can come, right?
Right. They said they're going to hold off the surgery until the 30th for she could be there.
Awesome.
She's tickled to death. They done made her our vest with all her patches on it.
Oh, how awesome is that? That's so cool.
Yeah, they made special bandanas for them and everybody to get.
Cool.
And wow. I heard somebody special is going to bring a sticker to put on his car for us.
So you betcha. That's an honor to be able to do that and her be there and put it on. That's what it's all about. And again, man, we do this to get those smiles on these kids because these kids are going through hell, man. There's no other word for it, you know?
Yes, sir. Now, I would like to say if anybody that has a car or a truck, a boat, a good-looking wife, whatever, bring them out there and just show them off and, you know, make the day. Come out there and have a good time. Like I said, it's on a Sunday, you know. Yeah. There's not a lot going on, so this would be a good day to come out.
That's awesome, yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we appreciate you coming on board, and I will see you bright and early. I imagine I might see you at the track tonight, but definitely tomorrow, and looking forward to meeting her and giving her a hug.
Yes, me too.
All right. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you coming on board, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, absolutely. Now, we were scheduled to also have the number 28 driver of the Autism Awareness for Troy Bartlett with my old team, Outcast Motorsports, on, and talking about a huge fundraiser for autism. It's going to be tomorrow from noon to 3 at Beef O'Brady's, right there at Highway 90 and Rangeline Road next to Lowe's. And what they're doing is a Speak Out for Autism, and you're going to be able to see the 28 there, also Richie, the 18, and both these guys are also in the Roll Cage Cowboys reality TV show. And if you haven't seen our clip, just look us up on Facebook, Roll Cage Cowboys, and you'll be blown away at it. We've had over 50,000 folks take a look at it. We've got, I wish I could tell you more news, but exciting. The first episode will be out online and maybe somewhere else soon, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm not trying to hex it. But the Outcast Motorsports guys will be out there. Also, they'll be filming the TV reality show out there at Roll Cage Cowboys. They're also going to plan on coming to the cancer benefit, and there's one more that I'm going to beg for you guys before we've got Matt Weaver. After those events, I'm going to be also right after the event at ABBA, going over to Lady of Our Lord's Church. This is a DIP in Boykin for our good friend Cowboy Bob Kelly. He has got a big a lawn party for the kids and the families, and it's going to be pretty cool. Got a bunch of antique cars there, and I'm going to have my race car there, but we really need to have a couple of race cars out there too. Cowboy Bob Kelly's been a huge supporter of racing and wrestling along the Gulf Coast. He's going to be there. You get photos with him, but we'd love to see a couple of you guys bring your race cars out. Find me on Facebook, Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we'll make sure we'll get you guys directions to one of these great events. Man, I've got so much to continue. 15 minutes with Matt Weaver is still not enough. With Popular Speed, he's going to get us up to date on what's going to happen tonight at the Southern Super Series in Mobile. IndyCar, NASCAR, and, you know, whatever else we want to talk about. Hang on. Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, podcasting the show on usfdracing.org. And yes, you can now follow me on Twitter. I'm back into the 2010s. Yeah, at FTR Kane. That's K-A-N-E. And again, thank you so much to all the folks who've been on. Tim Bryant, Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway. By the way, if you're going to be in Pensacola today, Five Flag Speedway's got one of the coolest things. They have all these colleges from around the country that are there, and they have built these cars that they're going to get in, and they're electric cars, and they're going to race around the track, and the last one standing is the winners. I talked to some of the folks from California. These kids are brilliant, and some pretty smart engineering minds, so pretty cool. Also, Joe McArdle, thank you for being on board. Troy Bartlett couldn't quite make it on there. That's fine. Rick Tipton did, and again, bringing in Matt Weaver with Popular Speed, and again, so much to cover, and he just got off the phone with another show from Ocala, so we just got you in time, right?
Absolutely. I'm excited to hear that you're on Twitter. I'm a little worried that my newfound Twitter status is kind of in jeopardy now because you're a superstar, man.
I don't know about that. I just stay busy. Well, I tell you, I want to talk about everything that you've gone through the past 48 hours to get where you're at now. Seriously, let's talk about where you were.
All right, this is a doozy of a story, guys. So sit back if you're driving, you know, pull those belt buckles extra tight because this one's a fun one. So I'm still enrolled in class here, obviously, at South Alabama. It's the anchor tying me down to the community, which is great because I love the local racing here, as you guys know. Left class on Thursday morning to head down to Barber Motorsports Park. I'm not doing NASCAR this week. I'm doing the IndyCar and the Southern Super Series. So I make it down to Barber on Thursday afternoon, you know, knock out some interviews, you know, talk to the IndyCar guys, do the same thing on Friday morning, and as soon as IndyCar Practice 2 is done and I knock those interviews out, I want to rush back to Pensacola because I hate missing Southern Super Series races. Wow. I would plow through Mount Everest to make a Southern Super Series race.
That good, though.
They are absolutely that good. And I hit a massive traffic jam coming out of Hoover, and I make it to Pensacola Five Flag Speedway right in the middle of driver introductions.
It doesn't get any better than that. I saw you. I gave you a big hug. I said, you made it. And the quote was, I was going 100 miles an hour for like 200 miles. I'm like, oh, my God. So that's a fan and a dedicated reporter there, baby.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's hopefully see to it that our insurance people don't hear to this. But, yeah, once I finally broke clear of the death grip of Hoover, Alabama, you know, we floored it. We were digging because, again, I knew we were going to be in store for a great race, and boy, were we ever.
Yeah, and now how about the Indy cars? What do you expect to see up there at Barber? It's a beautiful facility, a great race.
Well, same thing. You know, I think that when talking about both the Southern Super Series and IndyCar, there are a lot of similarities. And I know some people might go, that makes no sense. But you know, hear me out for a second. You have, you know, you look at the qualifying times, and guys are bunched so close together. True. There's no separation. And it's the same thing with, you know, the Southern Super Series. And so as a result, when you're watching both races, the cars don't break away from each other. There's nowhere to go, and they're, you know, topped right on top of each other. And so
that makes for great racing.
It just makes for amazing racing because the guys are right there. They can't separate. And sometimes the only way to pass, like we saw last night, like we're going to see in Mobile on Saturday, and same thing at Barber on Sunday, sometimes the only way to get around the guys is use that, you know, chrome horn a little bit.
That happens. Well, and that's, you know, that's, we really didn't see a lot of that except for Johanna Long, and we talked a little bit with Tim Bryant about that this morning. Not once, but twice did she get a little bit of help, and boy, she got out of that car so fast and climbed that track, and she had her arms up, and I didn't see any extended fingers, but she could have.
No, and Bubba Pollard's mad, too. Anderson Bowen got into Bubba coming out of four.
That's where the damage on his front end came from. Okay.
Yep, and nearly stacked the whole field. Yeah. And then John Hunter ran him up against the wall on a restart, and Bubba is pretty mad. Told me last night, the video is on my YouTube page. You can find that on my Twitter, my Facebook. Mm-hmm. Bubba said, I'm sick of being driven this way. Yep. I've been driven this way for the past half a year, and it's going to stop tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Because there's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
If that doesn't sell tickets, you're an idiot. You need to get out to the track tonight. And there's other divisions that are also got a lot of people upset. It's about that time. But with these Southern Super Series, these guys just rolling into town, and they, you know, they've got a little bit more room to push over there at Mobile.
Yeah, they do. It's more of a two-groove-ish racetrack.
Yeah.
You can make the second line work if you've got the right car and you're up there on a restart in a pinch. But you get a lot of tempers right now. These guys have been, you know, this is now race number four.
Yeah,
and
gosh.
This is where the rivalries and the animosity starts to build up. And, you know, Mobile is always the best place to settle that on the track.
Well, let me ask you, I asked also Tim this, you know, Donnie Wilson won Nashville, got third last night, and he really didn't look all that great until after that 75 lap, 5 minute pit stop. They did something, and boy, he just started taking off.
Yeah, you know, they figured something out.
Yeah.
You know, over the past, you know, few months, even dating back to, you know, the All-American 400 last year, where he led a bunch of races at Nashville, a bunch of laps at Nashville. And, you know, that carried over into the Snowball Derby, top five finish. And now he's won Nashville, finished third in Pensacola. You know, the biggest, you know, disappointment is that because the op got rained out,
yeah,
he's not running for the championship. Unless he goes on a crazy run and, you know, wins a few more races, and some of your usual contenders, you know, fall out.
Well, you look at Anderson Bowen, and he's still on the top of the charts as far as leading the points. But again, with this win, Bubba Pollard does climb up. And obviously, Bubba has said many times before his favorite track is Mobile International Speedway.
Yeah, he calls Mobile his home track.
Yep.
And, you know, for a guy that's from Senoia, Georgia, which is kind of, you know,
out
northern
there.
Georgia,
yeah.
You know, for him to call Mobile home, I think should make all of us at the Gulf Coast feel, you know, a little bit of pride, because he's really embraced not only the track, but this community. He's one of us. And any time that he can come back to Mobile, he loves winning here.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to go out there and have the weekend sweep. And he wants to do it for himself, but he wants to do it for you guys, too.
Yeah, yeah, and that's right. And he'll be out there with all the cars. And like I said, we had 27 last night. A few will fall off. A few more will come in. So we're going to have a good field of these cars. And again, and what I like what Tim did tonight is, you know, the racing starts promptly at 7, but part of the show will be that qualifying, because that is part of the excitement. And I told Tim that about yesterday's race as well.
Yeah, you know, you have a very, very stacked field right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would suggest to them, if I was, you know, in a position of leadership with that tour,
mm-hmm.
you've got to look at maybe doing some sort of format like NASCAR used to have a few years ago, where you take your first or second practice and you do it in reverse order, where all the fastest cars go out last.
I like that.
Because, you know, it's going to get later, it's going to get cooler, you know, faster times
yep.
later, and then you have the potential for every time a guy goes out there to take the pole and knock the guy off the top. And I think that would really be an added draw to an already stacked card at Mobile tonight.
Well, how do we keep track of you? We got to wrap up the show, and I just want to know the best place, because obviously you do a lot with the Twitter accounts and everywhere else.
Yeah, it's at Matt Weaver, SBN, on Twitter. I've got to go hop on the Twitter machine here in a second and follow Kane. So hopefully
cool.
Kane will give me a plug, too, for you
I
guys
promise.
To follow him. And, you know, I will try to do the same. And Facebook, too. Facebook.com/MattWeaverSBN.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Matt. And enjoy the next couple hours off, if there is such a thing. We'll see you in a few hours at the track.
See you in Irvington.
All right. There you go. And that's it. That's a great show there. We got it all in, except for Chris Carter. Couldn't get hold of him this morning with George County Motorsports Park. But they are racing again tonight. So check them out on Facebook. But thank you to Tim Bryant, Joe McCardle again. And also, remember, the driver of the 28 Autism Awareness Ford with Outcast Motorsports, Troy Bartlett, and his team's going to be out there at Beaver Brady's here right off of Highway 90 tomorrow from noon to 3. And then Rick Tipton and I will have a beautiful young lady, Caitlin Tillman. She's fighting cancer. She's going to be there in an event that starts just around 8 o'clock for the motorcycle, so you got to come out and see us there. Also, right after that, for the Cowboy Bob Kelly, well, we're going to go from noon to 4 at the Lady of Lords Church at DIP in Boykin, and we need you race cars, we need you antique cars to come on out and support great causes, so why not? Happy race day. The Kane Motorsports guys are ready to go have some fun tonight at MIS.